Welcome. This is Edna J. White, and I am so glad you're here on EJW Coaching Radio. I'm so glad that you stopped by to hear what I had to say today. And today I want to talk about a subject that we all have encountered no matter what sex we are, and that is breaking the grip of past relationships, breaking the grip of past bad relationships. And we all know that we've all went through it, and we all have had bad experiences. And I just wanted to, talk about some of those things and talk about what we could do about it, breaking those grips of past relationships. And, you know, we can go on in life after a relationship, but it's part of us to be in the grips or in the throes of the emotional part of it, things that we have not ended well or got closure with, and or things that we regret. We carry those things around, and they impact our lives, whether we believe it or not. Because it impacts us spiritually, it impacts us emotionally, and just energetically, in our energy level, it impacts. When we go through a relationship, no matter how long or how short, we are still in the throes or in part of a relationship, whether it is navigated or directed or gone through this, where it should go or shouldn't go. We're not taught how to gracefully move out of our ex's path. We're never taught to be gracefully done or to travel freely forward in our own. We have to begin to strengthen and nourish ourselves and have clarity for our energy's sake, for our spiritual sake, for our emotional sake. Then we can move on to some of the more challenging energy areas in our lives. And if we don't get that graceful move on from our ex or that free form from our to move on in our lives, we then carry around betrayal, the loss of power, the regret, and we possess those things, and then we go out and we get another relationship, and those things that are possessed on us, that are magnetized to us, become what we begin to attract. Can you get that? We are emotionally unbalanced. We're sensitive, receptively, and our personal power is at an all-time low. We may think, oh, we're going to dress up. We're going to, as the song says, check my nails and, you know, toss my hair, and I'm going to just, like, walk on. It's not that simple. Because after you finish walking, after you finish going to get a drink and getting your hair done, getting all your nails done, you still go home to yourself and you say, what happened? And you still feel uneasy. You still are filled with regrets, or I should have or could have did this. You're still trying to manage those things. And I know a lot of women are probably saying, yeah, I've done that before. Yeah, I've done that before. And you begin to embody those regrets. And I'm not even going to speak on the scientific part of it, the sexual side of it, the scientific sexual part. I just want to deal with today the parts of the energy, spiritualism, the emotionalism. I want to work on those today. I want to talk about those things. Because the imbalance that we're giving up our power shows up in our lives. And we want to know what it looks like, okay? I want to know what it looks like. And from my experience, I've jotted down a couple of things that what it looks like. So we'll begin with the first part of it. What does the imbalance look like? You see, you never lose your power. It's always yours, and there's no loss. So don't ever think you lose your power. Don't ever speak that you lose your power. But there is no reality, just what you perceive. Remember that. There's no reality, it's just what you perceive. So the true deep feminine power that, or male power that's inside of you, it exists beyond, way past us. It's being in power. What we lose power is we let it rest because we don't feel worthy of it. We let it sit because we don't feel, or we don't feel that we deserve to use that power. It's not an honor to be me, so I don't use that power. So it looks like that you're passive at some things, that you allow certain things, that you give in to that loss. And then there's these power struggles that you have within yourself. The imbalance that I'm talking about, the anxiety, the rigidness, bitterness, feeling depleted, and isolating yourself from your true nature of who you really are. And then suddenly it becomes despair and then depression. That's what it looks like. So if these things have shown up in your lives, you have not moved on gracefully out of your ex's path and began to walk freely in yours. The power loss is often the result of the dynamics of the relationship that you experienced. Whether it be sexual or emotional, it was deep. And being that deep, there's impressions that are in your life that touch your power and your vulnerability. And in the relationship, these things occur in sexuality, whether it be a bad dynamic of neglect, betrayal, criticism, manipulation. Those things alter the power, and the power is lost. The femininity of the radiance of yourself is lost. The maleness of you is lost. You lose trust in yourself. You lose energy and vitality. So you often start to grab at everything. You start to believe things that are not real and not believe things that are real. So there's an imbalance that you start to create within yourself. And nothing's negotiable. Everything has a price to it because you felt the betrayal, you felt the neglect, you felt the manipulation, and your fears begin to take shape. And then you start to betray yourself when you feel the truth, and you know that something's right, and you know that your well-being would be best served somewhere else or with someone else, but then you betray yourself and you stay. You betray yourself and you say yes. You betray yourself and you give in. It takes courage to look clearly and see the places where you lost your power. to return to power can happen in a moment because it's always with us. You see, you never lose the power. So you can gracefully leave your ex's path and you can freely walk in your own. But you have to be willing to return to that power and change your life with just that one choice that you make. So why is it important to clear the grip of your past lovers? Why? Or past relationships? Why? Why is it very important? Lovers enter the most intimate and private areas of a woman's being. And it's not just physical. Despite how recklessly careless or overly moralized and repressed sexuality has become, it remains an experience that touches the physical, emotional, psychic, and spiritual aspects of us all. This is even true of a brief encounter. So if you have a long relationship or a short relationship, it does not matter. That was a relationship, and it had reached down into the most intimate parts of your vulnerability, of your heart, that you've entrusted to someone, and in your spirituality, because you have to be spiritually ready to give that up. So no matter how short or long, they touch you in a very intimate and powerful and a very private way. You see, I consider clearing that past relationship to be part of a loss. So just like you grieve when you've lost someone in death, the same way you do when you lose someone in a relationship. I know working with a lot of women in my practice, many women spend years burdened with the residual impacts of neglect, regret, betrayal, and abuse. And I just got the signal that my time is up, but I will be back to continue this part of the segment, why is it important for us women to clear the residual grip of past relationships. This is Edna J. White signing off. Remember to visit me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/EJW Coaching. Go on my website. Look me up on my Instagram. I'm also on Twitter. Send me your questions. If you'd like me to continue this study on the grips of the relationships, I will be back next week with the final part of it, and then I'm going to do a third part, which has to do with the sexual science part. This is Edna J. White again, signing off. It's great being with you.